Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right, so that would be a yes. Okay, so as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary, probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'll vote in the primary.
All right. Would that be probably vote or definitely vote?
Definitely.
Okay. So now I'm going to give you a list of people and organizations, and if you can tell me if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable, a somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards them. And I can read those options again if you need to. So the first person is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, I have a very favorable. Is that the best one?
Yeah. So from like best to worst, it goes very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Okay. So very favorable.
Okay. Now the organization Houston Independent School District, or also known as HISD.
Are you there?
Yeah, would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards them? Somewhat favorable?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was the name of the organization?
Well, I'm sorry, it's Houston Independent School District.
Oh. Oh, I don't have children, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's all right. What about Danny Norris?
I've never heard that name.
Okay. Harold Dutton?
I've never heard that name.
Okay. Clint Van Horn?
I've never heard that name.
Okay. And what about Joyce Chapman?
No, I'm sorry. I've never heard any of these people.
All right. That's okay. So, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So, which is closer to your opinion about this? And there's two options. The first one is, support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or the second option, which is, oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
Well, I don't have a reason, but I oppose it.
All right.
So, I oppose it.
All right, that is totally okay, don't worry. So the next question is, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. So which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Danny Norris.
Oh, I guess I'm in a world of hurt. I don't know yet. So I'm going to have to go over the stuff, but I can't say because I don't know.
All right, that's okay. So next, I'm going to read you a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. And if you could rate your reaction to each of them as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read this again also.
That's me.
So the first statement is, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
You know, here's the thing. Or whatever. I'm not being negative. Just I guess I need to know more about stuff. I don't know how to say it. I don't think I'm not smart, but I like to look up stuff and see in what context. And I mean, it sounds good that you know they would get a cut, but what if there's something secret in there that you know? And meanwhile, they get a cut, but, you know, Jeff Bezos gets a check for, you know, his own. I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
All right.
But I would have to look into that more.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I don't have an answer. If there's a third option, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, for these questions, like statements, it's kind of just purely like basing your answer or reasoning just based on that little short segment. So maybe for like the next one.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It sounds good. So... It sounds good, but what if it's not? But, okay, so if that's my option, I'll say it sounds good.
Okay. Well,
It's four things. Four things.
It's I'm not gonna read them again. They're very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, and very negative.
Okay, so somewhat positive.
All right. The next statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Oh, so I'm going to say, I'm doing this on my fingers. I'm going to say one. So the very unfavorable, but whatever the lowest one is.
Yeah, the lowest one is very negative. So that one?
Yeah, very negative. Also very negative.
The next statement is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Oh, Ken Paxton is a disgusting. So if I understood the question correctly, very negative. Okay, so he supports Paxton is what you're saying.
Well, I can read you the statement again if you need to.
Read me the statement again, please.
All right. So the statement is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused.
He didn't support the impeachment. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm again forgetting that. Politics is so confusing. So that's very negative. So put me down for very negative.
All right. Very negative. The next statement is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by for free federal government Medicaid money.
I don't know. After hearing the Paxton thing, that makes me think that they're shady. So I'm going to say somewhat negative.
All right, somewhat negative. So the next statement is, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
See? What is this guy doing? He's all over the place. So I'm going to stay in the middle and say sort of positive. So.
All right. So would that be somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive, not sort of positive. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, don't worry. I can read those options again. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. The next statement is, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban a woman from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Okay. If I heard it right... did I hear it right?
I can read it again if you need to.
Yeah, please read it again. I think I'm thinking too hard about this.
All right, no, but it's okay. I can totally read them as like many times.
Thank you.
Yeah. So don't worry. So the next statement is, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Okay. So if I heard it correctly, I'm strongly positive about that. Because women should have options to health care. So, yes, of course.
All right. So would that be very positive then?
Yes, that would. Yes.
All right. All right. So the next statement, and kind of like the last one, is Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Okay.
So
yeah. That's very positive.
Or somewhat positive. Very.
Extremely positive.
All right.
Super positive. Yes.
All right. So basically, this information about Harold Dutton and what you know about these certain candidates, which of these four following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for Texas State House? If you had to choose, like, today. And the options are, again,
right.
Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Danny Norris.
Okay. I'm sorry. Even though I know all this about Hutton, I don't even know his name, Dutton, and he's a very pro-women's situation, which is fantastic. The Paxton thing just throws sort of a weird monkey wrench in there. I don't know why he did that. I can't really pick him because I really, even though I've learned some stuff about Dutton, I can't really pick him because I don't know anything about the other three. So there really needs to be another choice because I wouldn't vote for any of them right now because you never know who you're going to vote in.
All right.
So I can't answer that question. That's
not Oh, but it's fine. Don't worry. But I'm just, thank you so much, honestly, for being here and just answering these questions, like, in general.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Now, the next following question, if you don't mind, if you could tell me your age, sure. Would you feel more comfortable with me telling you the ranges of ages that we have here? And then you choose which one.
No, I'll just say, I'm 60.
60, all right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I don't own anything, but I guess I own the house. Not me personally, but the house is owned by someone.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
I wish. No, I am not. I am nothing. I am nobody from nowhere.
Oh. Well, the next question is, do you consider yourself to be Mexican or Hispanic/Latino heritage?
You know, I kind of do, but my husband says I'm not, but I have like a great-great-grandmother whose name was Benavides, but it's, I guess it's been long enough that I'm not, so I'll say no.
All right. I know you already answered this before, like you kind of said it,
sure.
So, but I'm not sure if it was a no. So the question is, do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No kids in school.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
I do not.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your
presence.
Thank you so much.
You're such a delightful person. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, honestly, for just being here and kind of answering these questions. Just thank you so much.
Oh, you're sweet. Good luck with this. I know there's got to be a lot of hang-ups out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I have to have
okay.
A good day.